This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting muslimcentral.com/donate.
We go to the next question from the WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Naik. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nawaz, an officer at an NGO in Dhaka, Bangladesh. I have recently been doubting Allah and need your help. According to the Big Bang theory, the universe came to being from a hot, dense point called initial singularity. Some scientists say before that it always existed. How did initial singularity come to being? Did Allah create it? If so, what was Allah doing before that? What existed before initial singularity? Please help me out. This question is making me struggle with faith. I wish to return to Islam. This brother Nawaz from Bangladesh, from Dhaka, seems to be in turmoil. And he's saying he's struggling with his faith. And he's saying that today scientists have found out about initial singularity. And this is a hot, dense spot from where we had the Big Bang. And who created this? Is it Allah? And if Allah created, what was he doing before that? Brother, let me be very clear to you that if you are a student of science, I don't know whether you are or not, you should understand the difference between a scientific fact and theories. Big Bang today has been considered to Big Bang theory. It started as a theory, but there are so many proofs that have come that today Big Bang theory is considered to be as a fact. And Allah says this in the Quran in Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 30. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا Do not the unbelievers see. أَنَّ سَمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ That the heavens and the earth were joined together. كَانَ تَرَقْتُمْ فَفْتَقْنَوْمَ That we clove them asunder. They were joined together and we clove them asunder. So this part about the Big Bang, today science has established, especially the discovery by Stephen Hawking, that the universe is expanding, as is mentioned in Surah Dariyah, chapter 51, verse 47, that we have created the vastness, Mosuna, the vastness of space, and various evidence about relativity and various things. Now, regarding Big Bang, the Big Bang has been established. There are various scientists which are trying to what was there before Big Bang? And at present, all of these are hypotheses. One of them is singularity, initial singularity. In singularity, there are various different types of singularity. There is initial singularity, there is singularity expanding, there is black hole, different types. Besides singularity, there are other things. Some people are talking about loop quantum gravity, talking about M theory. There are various theories. So I'm asking you, you as a Muslim, why are you so much bothered? Allah says, that the heaven and the earth were joined together, we clove them asunder. Science has proved it, khalas. No, why are you so much bothered? What is there before Big Bang? Allah doesn't have to mention everything in the Quran. Neither is the initial singularity proved to be correct. It is a hypothesis. Then there is singularity of expansion. Okay, now the singularity is expanding and it's proved by the expanding universe. So I am baffled that you are a Muslim. And you're doubting because you read something about initial singularity. I doubt whether you're a student of science. And why should you start doubting Allah because you read about this initial singularity? It's nothing but a hypothesis. And tomorrow, even the initial singularity says that there is mass, there is energy, it's created. So Allah created it, yes. Who else can create it? So what's the problem? Okay, if Allah created, what was Allah doing before that? Absurd. It's an absurd question. Anything you like, what was before, what was there, what for? I'll ask you, what were you doing before? So these questions are all absurd and waste of time. So I'm shocked that when there's so much of knowledge in the Quran, Quran is the only book which has got so many scientific facts, and it spoke about when the science hadn't discovered it, hasn't established it, and not a single is false. Now you're talking about something which science hasn't established. So you're wasting your time, brother. And unnecessary, you are saying that your faith is at turmoil. What faith is at turmoil? Anyone, if you hear my talk on Is the Quran God's Word, hear my talk on Quran Modern Science, and you hear it with a common sense, a normal sense, inshallah your faith has to increase. If you're a student of science, you should have more faith. You're talking about hypothesis, and based on hypothesis, you're saying your faith has gone. What has this got to do? And Quran is not a book of science, as I told you. So please, brother, concentrate on the Quran. Know the difference between a scientific fact and a hypothesis. And every scientific fact is not mentioned in the Quran, as I mentioned earlier. And so you'll ask me tomorrow, where does the Quran say 2 plus 2 is equal to 4? Nowhere does the Quran say 2 plus is equal to 4. So just because Quran doesn't say 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, does it mean not the word of God? It is absurd. Does Quran have to speak about everything? No. What you have to realize that there's nothing in the Quran which is against scientific fact. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our creator. He is the creator of the whole universe. The scientist may know or may not know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Everything in the universe is dependent of Him. And He is independent of anything and everything. Hope this clarifies your misconception.